I have a question for you. Do you love yourself?
Yes.
I mean in the way that God intends. Do you love yourself?
Get in there.
You know, today, some members of the church are reading through this book called Radical Love. And it's based on the Bible. And it has 10 love secrets. There are 10 principles from the Bible that talk about how to love the way that God intends for us to love. And it says that these 10 love secrets will change our life, change our relationships, and change the world. And this is true because all 10 of them are rooted in God's Word, straight from the Bible. And love secret number 4 is self-love. But you might ask yourself this question, does God really want me to love myself? You know, I mean, if you're a female, you might say it that way, right? I'm not really good at voices. My wife encourages me not to use them. Does God want me to love myself? Does he? Leviticus 19:18. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as you love yourself. I am the Lord. You know, he puts I am the Lord there to just let you know, you better listen to what I just said. That's what he said. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Jesus said, honor your father and mother and love your neighbor as you love yourself. He said that the second greatest commandment after loving God is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And it says in Mark 12:33, to love him with all your heart, talking about God, and with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices. It says in Luke chapter 10, verse 27, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Paul wrote in Romans 13, the commandments, like you shall not commit adultery, or you shall not murder, or you shall not steal, or you shall not covet, and whatever other commands there may be, they're all summed up in one command: love your neighbor as you love yourself. Galatians 5, verse 14. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: to love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, as the Bible mentions many times here, it uses that term as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. That term in Greek means in the same manner or in the same way. The commandments, all of these commandments are saying, love your neighbor in the exact same way in which you love yourself. Does God want me to love myself? Absolutely, he wants me to love myself. But why is it so difficult sometimes to actually have self-love? Well, I just made a list, got a few of them out of this book. My past sins might make it hard for me to love myself, or past failures in my life. What people have done to me in my past might make it difficult for me to love myself. What people have said to me in my past might make it difficult for me to love myself. But not just the past, how about the present? The current sins I struggle with, the current failures that I'm experiencing. What people say to me now, the way people treat me now, might make it difficult for me to love myself. Constantly comparing myself with others might make it difficult for me to love myself, or at least what my perception of others are, because usually we have the wrong perception of others. And now with social media, and believe me, I'm not an anti-social media person. I think social media is one of the most powerful weapons that the church has today. It is a way for us to connect to people we never would be able to connect to before. Having said that, in social media, people are able to, you know, put forth these false perceptions of themselves, and everybody else reads them and they believe them. They're like, wow, my life really stinks. You know, I'm not that pretty, even though pictures aren't real. I'm not that strong, even though the pictures aren't true. My life isn't so awesome, even though, you know, the thread doesn't really tell all the story of what's actually really going on and what people are actually feeling. And all these things can make it difficult for us to love ourselves. They affect our ability to love ourselves because they distort our perspective of who we are, and more importantly, of who we belong to. You know, let's consider the following points from God's perspective. God has these perspectives on people, just all people. In Genesis 1:26, God created man and women in his image and in his likeness. Okay, men and women were created in the likeness of God. That's a good reason to love myself. Genesis 1:31, God declared that the whole of his creation was very good. Okay, God created us, and he said, oh, very good. These people, they're very good. It also says in the Bible that he crowned them with glory and honor. That's what it says in Psalm 8, verse 5, that people, that God has crowned humans with glory and honor. So in God's way of thinking about us, you know, we've been crowned with honor and glory. The Bible also says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in Psalm 139, verse 14. And so God, he thinks about us as people, and he goes, how wonderful. You know, look at this, man. I did a great job. This is awesome. Look at these great human beings that I created. This is God's perspective towards us. Far different, often, than our own perspective towards ourselves. But is God just completely blind? No. God said all of these things, fully aware of the fact that we would sin. Fully aware of the fact that we do sin. In fact, believe it or not, God knows more of our sins than we know of our sins. He knows things about us that if we knew, we would probably feel even worse about ourselves than we already do. And yet, God says we're in his image, we're in his likeness, we're very good, we're crowned with glory and honor, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And this is what the Christian message is all about, that we're more than just adding up all the mistakes we've made, adding up all the sins that we've committed, adding up all the mean things people have said to us and done to us. That is not who we are. As Christians, we are more than that because Jesus Christ gave his life on the cross to bring forgiveness of sin. And that sacrifice that Dave did such a great job explaining to us during the communion explains to us how much God loves us. That's really the number one message, that he did that because he loves you that much. You know, he's willing. He values us so much. That he loves us so much that he was willing to do whatever he had to do, no matter how big, small, terrible, great it was, in order to be able to bring forgiveness of sin and to begin the process of healing in our life. This is how much God loves us. And all we have to do is put our faith in Christ, making him our Lord and Savior. The Bible calls us to repent and be baptized. Repentance is how we make Jesus our Lord. Baptism is the point in time that Jesus becomes our Savior. And what happens? Our sins become forgiven, and we actually become temples of the Holy Spirit of God himself. This is how much God loves us. This is how great God's love for us is. And so we have every reason to love ourselves. You know, when we see things from God's perspective, then we understand that everyone has a reason to have a very healthy love in themselves. He knows about the sin, but he also provides forgiveness of the sin. He knows about the mistakes. He also provides healing from the mistakes and the hurts, and starts the healing process when we come to him. You know, what would happen in the world if we learned to love ourselves in the way in which God intended? How would the world change? You know, I think about these commandments here. Love God, love your neighbor, as you love yourself. How would the world change if that's how everybody was acting? You see, you might think, oh, this is a great exaggeration. 10 love secrets that will change you, your relationships, and the whole world. But wouldn't they really change you, your relationships, and the whole world? If everybody was to love God and love their neighbor as they love themselves, how would our world change? Just imagine how everything would be different. Starting at a very small level, just your personal life alone, how would your personal life alone be different? By loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. What if some other people around you treated you that way? So they were loving God and they were loving you, since you're their neighbor, as themselves. How would that change the world? Just think about all the things that wouldn't be in the world that we don't want in the world that would be gone if everyone just listened to this love secret that Jesus gave us. But we can't change everybody's actions in the world, but what we can do is we can change our own actions. And this is what the Bible says. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. You know, this whole message of loving ourselves, it's summed up in this teaching right here. Why love myself? I am God's handiwork. In other words, He designed and created me and made me and built me. Today, people will pay a lot of money for a pair of socks as long as it was designed or built by the right company or the right superstar wears them. People will pay a lot of money for a pair of tennis shoes as long as it's worn by somebody important or popular. They'll pay a lot of money. Man, you could just put on a baseball cap to keep the sun out of your eyes and buy the thing for like $2.50. But people will pay $150 for one as long as it was made by the right company and worn by the right people. Well, guess what? You are a designer human being. You are God's handiwork. You were made by the creator of the universe. Created in Christ Jesus to do good works. God wants us to love ourselves. And He wants us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And He has given us work to do, good works for us to do. And all those good works start at the beginning by putting this teaching into practice. To love God, to love yourself, so that you can then love your neighbor as yourself. Thank you very much.